I really wanted to come back to give back because I don't know where I would have ended up without the program and without the advisors that like paid attention to me and that made sure that everything was okay. Like it was just always, there was always someone to turn to and I wanted to be that for people. Jake, how are you?
Are you nervous?
A little. I don't know what to expect.
It's not much to expect. And it's not that deep. I am curious as to though, like, how your DCS experience was interesting.
Very.
So, first summer was COVID.
First summer was right before COVID.
Oh, no. Right. Okay. So, you started first summer at St. Andrews.
Yeah.
Second summer, COVID. Third summer, Camp Arrowhead. And now you've been back two consecutive summers serving as advisor. So in the last 5 years, in some form or fashion, you have been connected with DCS.
Yeah.
I definitely want to ask you in terms of why student advising, why you're serving this role, which you're like absolutely a phenomenal and an absolute workforce, just force of nature, force to be reckoned with, all of it. But what was like that initial summer at St. Andrews and just being there, like, what did you expect? Why did you decide to do it? Was it like, was it your decision? Was it a parental decision?
It was definitely my decision to do it. I had kind of like always since I was younger had been not really planning college, but like thinking ahead to college. I just didn't know how to get there. And like when I think I got something in the mail and an email from like DCS about the program, and I was like, that sounds like something I'd want to be a part of, not only because I was a first gen student, but like you guys offered a lot of resources to apply to college. And that first summer was that was the first and the longest time that I'd ever been away from home. So I went through that like super homesick period because like it was the last time it was ever 3 weeks. So like I remember the beginning, I was really homesick and I just like wanted to leave. But the work that we were doing was like, it really interested me, especially the humanities aspect, because it was the first time that I had ever like delved into text like that before to write essays, and the first time that I had thought about it. It was, looking back on it now, it feels like it was forever ago, and it really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, that does feel, I mean, that feels like ages ago.
Yeah.
I mean, because that would have been 2019. Second summer is like just kind of like a toss up in the air because, again, it was COVID. It mm-hmm. was, I mean, I think our world at that point was just trying to like figure stuff out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then in 21, it's more of just a short graduation thing. But I guess like as a student at DCS, like, was there something that happened or clicked? You mentioned the humanities piece and sort of being engaged in that way, in a way in which you hadn't before, that like made you want to come back as a student advisor. I guess I'm just curious because the experience was so unorthodox for you,
right.
And yet you still you've come back as a student advisor for the past two summers. So, like, what about your experience helped shape, like, hey, I want to come back?
I had a really good experience with the student advisors that were in the program when I was, both in person and during COVID. Like the one advisor that I really connected with the first year was Cam. I don't know if you remember him, the one that played piano.
Cameron Mosley.
Yeah.
Cab Calloway.
Yes.
He
was like someone that I looked up to for a really long time because like he was really open about like talking about his experiences that he had through high school and like how going to college benefited him and how the program benefited him and being an advisor. And then when we were at COVID, Sydney was actually my advisor. And she has the same feelings about the program that I do. Like I really wanted to come back to give back because I don't know where I would have ended up without the program and without the advisors that like paid attention to me and that made sure that everything was okay. Like it was just always, there was always someone to turn to and I wanted to be that for people.
Really cool. past 2 years, as I've mentioned 85 times, you have worked here and you are excellent. And I guess, like, what is it about you that makes you an excellent advisor? Like, I'm telling you you're an excellent advisor, so that's not you saying that, but, like, what qualities about yourself do you think, like, enables you to be very excellent at the job?
I think my ability to connect with others and kind of understand where they can be coming from, as well as, like, the program itself has given me the opportunity to kind of learn to start saying no, too. So I've gotten better at that. But my empathy is always something that I've been really proud of, and I've really liked working on. Being able to connect with people and, like, share my experience so that they feel less alone, I think that's one of my strongest attributes.
Is that something, or is that something, I should say, that you've always had? Is that something that you've developed?
As far as I'm aware, I've always had it. I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, because you never know what situation someone is having, what's going through their head at any given moment. So I try to take that into consideration at all times.
In my little to zero prep for this interview, one, your favorite pizza topping is horrible. Broccoli and spinach, hard pass. However much I've been praising you, you get dropped down like 85 slots there.
It's so really good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, if I wanted to eat healthy, I wouldn't have pizza.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. So we have broccoli and spinach. Horrible take. A proud moment, though, was when you promoted treasure of your sorority at Washington College. So why was that a moment in which you felt proud of?
It was almost surreal in a way. It was really nice to see that everyone had the confidence that I would be able to do it. Because I had never held, like, a huge treasurer role before. Nothing like what being a treasurer of a sorority is like at all. And I didn't know what I was expecting going into it. So just knowing that, like, I had the confidence of 30 plus people behind me, 30 plus amazing women behind me, was amazing.
That is cool. And, I mean, it also, again, knowing you, your work ethic, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I guess also when you have that support from that amount of women, I would imagine that's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah.
Let's do rapid fire. So we discussed that your favorite pizza toppings are horrible. What's your favorite television show?
Chicago PD.
Favorite food?
Steak.
What, how do we like our steak?
Medium rare. Okay. Anything else is awful.
I think that's the correct opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's the correct take. Favorite movie?
The Outsiders.
It's a good book.
It is a really good book. It's my favorite book to movie adaption, actually.
Favorite musician?
5 Seconds of Summer.
Odds that I've heard of them. Zero. Okay, my last question for you. 20 years old, you've obviously accomplished a lot. When you sort of are given a moment, and maybe this is a moment because you're showing the weeds of just life in general, and you take time to reflect on sort of who you are, what you've done, what are you most proud of?
The growth that I've had as a person. Like, when I first joined the program sophomore year of high school, I was like this very quiet, even the first year of the program, I was very quiet, very to myself. And throughout the years, I've just gotten better and better at, like, opening up to people and making friends and realizing that, like, you need to have a support system to go through life. And it doesn't really matter who that is. Like, as long as they're a good person, like, you have to surround yourself with people that are like you and that respect you for who you are. And learning that and watching myself learn that has been a really proud thing that I've gone through in retrospect.